Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Hey there, welcome back to the Church Acts Podcast. I'm very excited for today's episode, like extremely excited. I think it's going to bless you. I think it's going to challenge you. And as you're going to figure out throughout the episode today, there's going to be a couple lies that we're going to be touching on and really coming against. We're going to be exposing them. And there's some good lessons that we can learn. Originally, I was going to have some interviews at the end of each episode, starting at this episode, where we'd be talking to people and they'd be sharing their testimonies. But as I was going through and preparing for it, I don't feel like this is the time to necessarily start that. So we're going to be doing that very soon. Look forward to that. But you know, until then, let's just jump right into it. So I was reminded of something today. I don't know if this ever happens to you, but sometimes I just wake up with a song on my mind or a thought. Sometimes it just repeats, right? Usually when that happens, it's for a specific purpose. It's not like, I got to go to the grocery store. No, it's not like that. Usually when these things happen, it's for a specific purpose. Maybe God's trying to get my attention with something. And today, for whatever reason, I woke up to this line from a song. The song is called Back to Life. It's by Bethel. And if you want to look it up, it's a great song. Here's the line though. The enemy thought he had me, but Jesus said, you're mine. The enemy thought he had me, but Jesus said, you're mine. It's going over and over and over in my mind. The enemy thought that he had me, but Jesus said that you are mine. And the other day I was looking for wisdom for some business decisions, right? I was looking to make some decisions that were financially based and it was bringing a little bit of stress. So I was reaching out for some prayer because I didn't know what to do myself. And what God said though, didn't seem to be the answer that I was looking for. See, I wanted to do something and I wanted the answer to be, okay, you do this or you do that. But I don't think I was really looking for wisdom in the right area now that I'm looking back on it. See, what God said to me was a reminder that when I look at my life, I see these little decisions here and there. The business decisions that I needed to make fell into that category. Like I see these small things that are immediately in front of me, but God sees the scope of my entire life. He sees Terry Molinaro from the very first day I was born to the day I take my final breath. He sees the scope of my entire life and your entire life. The perspective is just completely different than the way that we see things, right? Now, why am I bringing this up? I have to be honest, not too long ago, I had quite a rough day. Not too long ago, actually, even before I prepared this podcast for you, there was like discouragement. I felt like I was just doing all the wrong things in that moment. And the reason I shared what I just did is because some of us are walking around with this self-image of what our friends might have might see in us because of our past decisions, or this self-image of what our parents or teachers even spoke over us. And by the way, when I'm talking about that, like the way that our friends see us, it's because they've been with us, right? So they're easy to say, oh, well, I see how you're maybe going to church now, but I know what you were doing like two summers ago. Like I remember you made that decision to do that or whatever. And that was even a shock for us or whatever. So people are just constantly reminding us of these things. We know what we've done. Every mistake, every single bad decision that we've made, and human nature would put that at the forefront of our minds, right? It would have us make decisions based on that worldview of how we see ourselves. But God in his mercy sent his son to make a way so that he can say, listen, I see these decisions that you have been making recently. I know what you've done. I've seen them, but that's not who you are. God says, hey, I see your heart. He also sees our futures. How many times have we allowed the enemy to get into our heads? Is it maybe at the point right now in our lives where the enemy isn't even involved? And that's just kind of a filler word that we use. Maybe we're just so used to repeating the lies that originally were planted so long ago from friends or family or something that happened that it is now a habit. You know, I won't be able to. I can't. My teacher told me I was stupid. My parents both struggled with blank. So will I. These limiting beliefs, these terrible self-beliefs. I'm not sure why. I wasn't preparing to do a podcast on this, but God says, hey, stop that. Stop that. He wants you to stop believing those lies because they're lies. They're limiting you. You're not seeing things how they actually are and like he sees them because your worldview is just filtered through all these lies that you've been told and been believing. Do you even have any idea what the truth is? I want to talk about it for a second because I know that seems like a bit of an interesting statement. Like, do you even know what the truth is? You're like, well, I think I know what the truth is, but how do we view time? This is what I want to talk about. Time for us has a beginning and it has an end. We are limited to our belief and our understanding of time. So like, let's say 0 to 80 years or whatever here on earth. It starts when we're born and then we die. and that's how it ends. And that as hard as it is to accept sometimes, like, yeah, it does end for us here on earth in our physical bodies. Now, what if we were immortal? I bet we would view things very differently if we were. Now, if you're God, well, I don't want to say that, but like God in heaven, or if we're talking about like the spiritual realm, God, everything there is not bound by this construct of time that we have. Things never end. So once I was praying and I was taught a lesson and I want to teach it to you. So time, we see it like a line, right? With a start and an end point. But here's what I was shown. It was like this big, massive open space. And in this open space, there were these long tubes that had this liquid flowing through them. And the tubes represented, you know, families throughout the generations. And at first, they all started with like this black liquid flowing through them, representing when the families and generations are separated from God through sin, not knowing him, so on and so forth. This would just go on from generation to generation, passed down and down and down from person to person, which, side note, does this then make sense that why some of you are fighting off the same demons that your dad and your dad's dad and your dad's dad's dad were fighting, right? Anyway, that's a side note. So these tubes, they would just continue on being black down all the generations until suddenly someone came to know the Lord. And then suddenly, bam, this massive immovable divider cut off the dark bloodline, and now the tube on the other side was completely white and clear. What I saw was actually something more than white. It was almost like a visualization of something that was holy, if that's hard to understand. Like, I get it, but this is what happens when we accept God into our hearts and make the declaration of faith, I'm going to serve God. As for me, as for my house, my family members, we are going to serve him. We are no longer subject to the sinful lineage that we were originally subjected to. Now, as believers, that was cut off and we now become part of the body of Christ. See, you are holding yourself back by having this self-image of someone who cannot do it, someone who is less than, someone who can never get ahead, someone who apparently cannot hear from God or sense his presence. The moment you become a believer, you, through the power of the Holy Spirit and grace of God, completely changed that narrative and completely changed the trajectory of your life. Now, you might say, yeah, but Terry, I know God, but I still am anxious, or I still have issues with lust, or still struggle with depression or anger or even violent outbursts, whatever it might be. Listen, that's all right. It is true. People who have gotten saved sometimes get miraculously set free from all these things. But keep in mind, you still have the mindsets and the patterns that have been engraved in you, which is why we need the word of God and God's grace to renew our minds so that those patterns can be overwritten. See, there are people out there who are thinking, oh, I guess this is not for me. I guess this good Christian life isn't for me. I guess that, you know, I'm always going to be a certain way. But you don't understand, right? You have legitimately changed the trajectory of your life when you accepted God into your heart, admitted that, like, and confessed him as Lord and Savior of your life. But now you're just dealing with those patterns in your mind. See, that's another area that the enemy tries to get us. He goes, well, you're a Christian, but I know you looked at that person in a perverted way, right? We're just being real here. Or I know you still have those urges to do whatever it is. So I guess the actual Christian life is reserved not for you, but for someone else. That's a lie. Don't allow the enemy to talk to you. I heard her pastor say it like this once. Eve, talking about Adam and Eve, like in Genesis, Eve's first mistake was not eating the fruit. It was giving room and talking with something that should have been under her feet all along. And I think, though, it's important to bring this up because as humans, more often than not, we revert to our patterns. So we need to make sure that we're being renewed and filled with the Spirit so that we can break out of our old patterns and, with the help of the Holy Spirit, change those patterns for good and step into the fullness that God has for each and every one of us. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to address something right now. So there are a lot of people who actually think they are either qualified or unqualified, even based upon their family or who's around them. Listen, that's man's way of thinking. Because earthly people, all they have in front of them and what is, you know, what they can see, and that is just their grasp of understanding. And even the Bible, it talks about, you know, things of the Spirit being considered foolishness to them, right? Because they can't see. Why? Because they have not, their spirits have not been made alive unto God yet. They're still dead, right? But I have some really exciting things to share right now. Remember that vision when the old life was cut off? When we become believers and become part of the body of Christ, do you know what that really means? This is pretty incredible. So I think sometimes we see this, and I interpreted it wrong for so long. Sometimes we see, okay, now this was my old way of living, and then boom, I'm a new person. Just kind of like, oh, that was me before I was fit, and then boom, you know, this is me after, now I'm jacked or whatever, lean or whatever it is, right? But it is even more incredible than that. It's not just that you have broken off and out of this, like, you know, dark lineage into the light. It's not that you are just like a new person, like this is a start to a new beginning. It's far greater than that. Your beginning is actually replaced. Your family is now not just made up of your earthly parents only. Your family, your ancestors are King David, Esther, Joshua, Elijah, Moses, Paul, Abraham, mighty people of faith that shook the kingdom of darkness. Most importantly, as part of the body of Christ, we are linked all together, and together we are linked to Jesus himself. I don't know if you really understand what that means. I don't know if I fully even grasp what that means. I hope you can take some time to really think about that, okay? You have a new family. You have a new story. The next time you read your Bible and you read about these men and women of renown who defied fear, who stood up for the oppressed, who changed the world and continue to change the world, I want you to realize that you right now are part of that same family. Except the only difference is that now you have the spotlight and we have the spotlight, because we right now are here on earth right now carrying the torch of faith to a world that desperately needs the light and truth, right? They're not here anymore, okay? They have written, they have given us instruction, they have, you know, prepared the way, but we are here now. It is our turn. Today, we're confronting so many lies, but another one is that you are alone and somehow isolated. That is just terrible, because if you are part of the body of Christ, that is impossible. I'm going to say, if you are part of the body of Christ, it is impossible to be alone and isolated. You can feel like that, but listen, that once again is a lie. I'll give you an example. So today I was praying, and someone that lives thousands of miles away from me came to my mind in prayer. So I'm just praying. I get this wisdom in a prayer that they are protected. Now I'm still discerning this part, so keep that in mind. But I started to get wisdom that someone close to them is actually poison. Someone in their inner circle is actually not who maybe they appear to be and is actually poison. See, this is what I mean. I'm on the other side of this planet. I have no idea what's happening in this person's life. Haven't spoken to them in a long time, but through the Holy Spirit in prayer and willingness to hear, God gave me a message that to him could be vital, because we are connected, because it's not Terry Molinaro, this person, you, blah, blah. We are the body of Christ. It is the body, right? Now, before we close off today, I know that the episode wasn't even super long, but it's important. I need you to listen carefully. I know there are going to be a few people listening to me right now who have fallen away. They have been telling themselves a few of the lies that we've been speaking to you about today. I already know this. These lies have been playing on your mind and they've been holding you back. But the great news about lies is that they're lies. Hello. The truth and freedom is not far from you today, my friend. This is the day that you need to tell those lies to go. right now, before we deal with that, a story. So there's a woman. She was a high-ranking member of the Church of Satan. If that surprises you, well, we need to be reading our Bibles, for our battle is not against flesh and blood. Hello. Another man, unrelated from different timelines, also a high-ranking member of the Church of Satan. I've heard the same story multiple times, but from different people in a place of complete darkness, seemingly with no hope. The enemy convinced them and was just ready to consume them. But then all these stories are pretty much the same. Jesus showed up in their lives in miraculous ways and said, "Let them go. They're mine." There was literally this story of this kid who was playing in Africa, I believe, who fell into a construction ditch that was like gravel and stuff. And it was filled with water because it had been raining. And eventually this boy, like trying to climb. You can imagine like gravel, right? Just constantly falling down. He drowned. Someone found him. I think it was like his brother that was with him, ran, like, you know, brought him to the hospital. This kid had died. And when he died, and check this out, this is going to challenge a lot of people's thought processes. He was a kid, but he went to hell, he said. This is what he said. And the demons came to him. They grabbed him. And I don't know if they were like dragging him away or something, when all of a sudden a light flooded in and said, "Let him go. He's mine." This man shared the story that the demon who was dragging him goes, "No." But the voice with complete authority said, "Let him go." And then he snapped back into his body in the hospital and was resuscitated. See, what had happened in this realm on the earth was, in the hospital, his father, who was a believer, was crying out to God, "God, for this boy's life to return to him," giving his son over to God. So let's talk right now. If you feel stirred in your heart, I want you to listen to me. The enemy thinks that he has you, right? Maybe you've fallen away. Maybe you knew God, but something happened. Maybe you feel like you did something that God could never forgive. My friend, I promise you that a flood of mercy and forgiveness is waiting for you. Not this anger. That is not at all. Just like that kid was being dragged away, I believe figuratively the same thing could be happening to you right now in your life, which is why it is no coincidence that you're listening right here, right now. Now is your chance. Now is your moment. Do not let it pass. God is saying, let go of him. Let go of her, to those lies and thoughts and forces that have been coming against you, because you have been called to be set apart. Would you answer that call? If you want to make that choice right now, I want you to repeat after me right now. God, I know I've sinned. I know I've fallen away. I'm sorry. I repent for these things. I invite you as Lord over my life. I submit to your plans and your will. Now, this is key. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me wisdom. Give me direction for my life. In the name of Jesus, amen. I pray that you would be filled with power, that no matter how loudly the enemy would try and convince you that he has you beat, no matter how loud the enemy might say, "Listen, I know what you did over there. Really, you think just listening to a podcast? I actually know what you're thinking right now. I know those text messages that are sitting on the same phone that you use to read the Bible app and you use to listen to this podcast. I know your search history or whatever it might be." Remember, God is greater, and he says, "Let go. They are mine." If you prayed that prayer with me, or if you are part of the body of Christ, remember, we have a rich legacy in the ones who have come before us to prepare the way, but it is now our turn. We are here. They are not. We are the light. We are the resistance. We have the Holy Spirit that partners with us to give us wisdom, but we need to actually step up and be the men and women that God called us to be, men and women who don't just sit on the sidelines. How could we sit on the sidelines? But who stand up and say, "God, choose me. I'm willing. Fill me with your power. Send me right here, right now. My resources, my lack of resources, whatever. Let's go. Let's destroy the darkness that is blinding the ones we love. Let's declare freedom and victory. See his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Until next time, my friends, I hope you're all fired up, but I hope you remember the rich legacy that we have. Remember that the enemy, when he tries to convince you that he has you, Jesus says, "No, they're mine." God bless.